Mr. Speaker.
Order. Wednesday's general debate included a couple of dramatic contributions. The first from the Greens Foreign Affairs spokesman Kennedy Graham, who devoted his 5 minutes to the Ombudsman's report on the Paula Rebstock inquiry into leaked documents from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Last week, the Prime Minister viewed things from his end-of-the-day position of personal comfort. Paula Rebstock made one mistake, he said. Clearly, people need to take some learnings from it. But I don't think it's terminal in terms of her capacity to work for the government. It may indeed not be terminal for her capacity to work for this government. That is the political concern, sir. This government has hoisted New Zealand Inc. to the top of its flagpole. It has strengthened the role of the executive in relationship to the legislature. It has allowed political interests to intrude into the public service.
The Greens' Kennedy Graham was followed in the general debate by New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, taking full advantage of his parliamentary privilege of free speech.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Today we expose fraud involving our largest meat exporter, Silver Ferns Farms. What happened at Silver Ferns Farms is a disgrace because it involves unlawful covert behaviour and corruption. My warning to Silver Ferns Farm and its management and its board is, if you think you're going to get away with this, then look out for the court case that's coming and for further exposures over the next few weeks. But you're not going to lie to New Zealand farmers and New Zealand workers and get away with it.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, and from the debating chamber now to the committee rooms, where the Minister of Police, Judith Collins, fronted up to the Law and Order Committee to defend the government's estimates for its spending on the police and the Serious Fraud Office. She began with a few words on how well the police were doing.
New Zealand Police has had another successful year, and in 2016-17 it will continue to improve the way it works and the services and results it delivers to the public.
Judith Collins then handed over to the Commissioner of Police, Mike Bush, to fill in the details.
The number of police officers deployed have actually grown across the organisation, so our numbers remain absolutely the same, but we have been able to make our officers far more productive through technology enablement and through better deployment, so there are in fact more police officers committed to the front line than there have been in previous years.
Mr. Bush's claim about there being more police on the front line was later challenged by Labour's Phil Goff, who asked how many police stations were closed because of the absence of a sworn officer, an assertion that was disputed by the minister.
It's very difficult to say that they're not open because of an absence of a sworn officer when actually officers are not expected to be sitting in a station all day waiting for someone to come in. But the issue has to be about under the health and safety legislation that we all voted for.
The minister's emphasis on health and safety was backed by the commissioner.
Oh, I do take my obligations under the Health and Safety Act very seriously, and so until I mitigate that, that's the decision I've made to keep the people that work for us, whether they are paid employment or volunteers, to keep them safe.
But that failed to satisfy Mr. Goff.
Every member around this table have electorate office staff that are open to the public. We get exactly the same sort of people that come through to the police. We get the mentally ill, we get the angry, we get the frustrated. Why is it less safe for a person in a police station to be dealing with members of the public because they're a civilian than somebody in our electorate offices, or for that matter, somebody that's working in a service station or a retail shop?
More questions awaited Judith Collins in the debating chamber when, as the Minister of Corrections, she faced this one from her Labour shadow, Kelvin Davis.
Does she stand by her statement in regards to Corrections' new electronic monitoring bracelets that they are almost impossible for offenders to remove without taking off their leg, quote, so they have a choice, leg or no leg, unquote?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Yes.
Supplementary.
Put a supplementary question, Kelvin Davis.
Given her previous confidence in the new bracelets, saying that they would need a chainsaw to cut them off, how were they cut through on TV with blunt scissors by Billy Weppu?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Well, Mr. Speaker, as any competent teacher could tell that member, almost is not the same as definitely.
More laughter followed this question for Finance Minister Bill English from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Does he agree with the statement of Pope Francis that inequality is the root of social evil, given that inequality has risen in New Zealand on his watch, and isn't it time he got back to confession?
either of those two supplementary questions, the Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm bound to because the Pope, of course, is infallible. But unlike the member who's wrong...
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.